it was some years ago now, where a beautiful black cat called Elizabeth, I used to call Lizzie for short. Mm. She was very attractive, and we used to call her the voodoo cat because she used to jump and look in your eyes, and then she'd run off and then jump again. So she was quite attractive. And one nice summer's afternoon, and looked outside, and I saw this black body with this green attachment to its head, and it was like a long spoke where you put the water, and that was for the head. And it, the part where you put the water in, that was round her neck. So it's quite serious, really, obviously.
So what, we're talking a watering can here?
Yes, it was a plastic one.
So tell me again, so she'd put her head in the middle bit?
She must have done. I didn't see this happen, and I was quite panicky at the time. And she was sort of trying to get out of it. So she couldn't see anything, obviously, because the spoke would be going all different directions. And I was really worried, so I managed to just get hold of her and calm her down, and then gently prise it off. It did come off, but it was very funny, but obviously in retrospect, quite serious. So since then, I've kept my watering cans locked away, even though my other cats probably wouldn't do it.
Do you know what? I've never ever heard of a cat getting its head stuck in a watering can. But it's quite, was it quite a big watering can? So it's a big thing to lift as well.
No, it was one of those plasticky ones.
It wasn't
heavy or anything. It was lightweight, fortunately.
How big was it compared to the cat?
I would have said it was a bit longer than herself regarding the spoke bit at the end. But it was so funny. But, you know, I was very frightened, and it did frighten me in the future to think of leaving anything around.